USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine can now resume after the CDC and FDA lifted the 11-day pause while studying reports of blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein was part of the CDC's advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare.
15 women out of nearly 8 million people who received the J&J vaccine got blood clots. 3 of them died. Information sheets on the findings will now be distributed to providers about the risks of blood clots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The American public should feel reassured about the safety systems and protocols that we have in place around the COVID-19 vaccines.
She also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Some dangerous weather in parts of the Mississippi and the Carolinas as heavy rain and thunderstorms rumbled across the region. On Friday, some areas of the southeast were under freeze warnings and frost advisories, with several cities dipping to below normal. Conditions have gotten worse, with hail, damaging winds, flooding downpours, and even tornadoes continuing to threaten the region. On Friday night, at least one tornado tore through Hardeman and Wilbarger counties. Softball-sized hail fell over parts of Ford County, Texas. In total, the National Weather Service received 100 reports of severe weather on Friday night, stretching from Texas to the far western Florida panhandle. The Indonesian Navy said it found debris from its lost submarine, indicating that the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in an area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the sub since it went missing on Wednesday, about 60 miles north of Bali. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former member of the FDA is speaking out about herd immunity. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has more.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb says herd immunity against the coronavirus may be impossible to achieve.
Well, look, I don't think that we should be thinking about achieving herd immunity. I don't know that we ever achieve true herd immunity where this virus just stops circulating. I think it's always going to circulate at a low level. That should be the goal, to keep the level of virus down.
Dr. Gottlieb on CNBC Friday expects we may never get below 5,000 cases a day, but that's okay.
The bottom line is that the vulnerability of the American population is being dramatically reduced as a result of vaccination, and that's really what we need to focus on. We shouldn't focus just on cases alone. There will be cases, but we should focus on how many people are being hospitalized and getting sick from this virus, and that's going to dramatically decline as we roll out the vaccines.
According to the CDC, 27% of the U.S. population is completely vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympic gold medal-winning athlete and transgender rights activist, is now running for governor of California. She'll be running in the 2021 recall election as a Republican. She tweeted, "Gavin Newsom is so threatened by our campaign that he's trying to fundraise off my announcement instead of focusing on doing his actual job." This is what entrenched politicians do. They play politics instead of doing what's right for the people of California. George Takei posted on Facebook, "Even though I am LGBTQ, I will not be voting for her." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.